And he was making headway like that because he wasn't wearing and tearing his strut.
Why?
with his own truck, you see.
Why are they charging so much to haul hay?
Well, that was cheap. I tell you right now, in Texas, they pay up to 45, 50 cents a bale, all depending how far you got to haul it.
Where were you hauling it to?
Well, I was hauling it like out of this field right here to the bump.
Oh, I see.
Now, if they had to get anywhere on the road.
Been out of state?
Texas.
Okay.
I always did love to travel, but I never got the opportunity to. I tell you my wife the other day, we always done it all working, no play, and now I believe her. Then we had a doctor talking like I might not be able to wait for 3 years. So, I don't know how much chance we're going to get to travel. Fella not working, it's going to be kind of bad. Never could save up enough money to say we're going to take a trip.
So you bale rice straw,
mm-hmm.
And that was just about as good as hay?
I went out, well that's my job, I take care of rice and the cattle, I build the hay. And we had a farmer there in Jeff Davis Parish by Jennings, and I went out there and built some grass here. Built about 100 bales of the big bales. And we were feeding that to them. And I don't know, something came up where I had some rice straw out there. You know, they started eating that rice straw. They didn't want to go back to their grass here. Now, if you're feeding them grass here, I don't know what it is about that rice straw. Seemed like it got more protein or something in it. I don't know what it is, but they much rather let me do that grass here. That grass here, if you don't build it just right, it got a tendency to sour. You know, if it's kind of green, and if they eat it, sometimes it make them sick. But that old rice straw, it starts smelling like the dick, like it's half rotten. And they get out there and eat it, won't do them nothing.
Oh. Now, when too much hay, where would you stack, put your hay in the barn?
We got upstairs in the barn. Like this barn back here, we can put about 2,700 bales in it. Small bales.
Mm-hmm.
And these big bales, the idea is you don't put it in no shed. You take it and stack it outdoors, but you gotta put a fence around it. You don't stack it close together, so when it rain, you stack it on a hill.
What kind of fence?
Well, put barbed wire fence about six, seven wires with a car.
Around it? Why?
Because yeah. Once the cars, they get in there, you got all kind of trouble to keep them out.
Oh, yeah.
We got one back there, we put a four-wire fence, they got there. Shit. We put wires, but they got about 7 wires on it, finally keep them out now.
As long as they ain't hungry.
They'll jump. Push and get in there. And you stack it, you space it about a foot apart. You know, so whenever it rain, the water just roll off it. And the only thing you kind of lose is on the bottom. You lose about that much on your bale. The top, all they do, the water just rolls off it. And
back in the old days, when they cut it, when they cut it out in the field, they'd rake it into what? Did you ever?
Yeah, you're raking it in windrows.
Okay.
Rake your hay for your press to pick it up.
Yeah. Would they ever leave it out in the field? In a way, out there? They'd make a
haystack. Now, that's before that.